Welcome to Fried. I'm your host, Kate Donovan. I work with leaders so they can see the patterns that are quietly hurting performance and burning out their best people. In my world, burnout is blameless, burnout is information, and burnout is a signal that we can use to improve workplaces. Seasons 1 through 10 focus on individual burnout. Seasons 11 and beyond focus on leadership, culture, and the workplace. This podcast will help you understand what burnout is pointing to and how to start fixing what's actually causing it. If this is a conversation you feel your organization should be having, that's the work I bring into teams through keynotes, workshops, and advisory. You can find all my info at katedonovan.com. That's CAITDONOVAN.com.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast.
Fried fam, today I want to talk to you about something that has been on my mind for years. And it is part of the upcoming book, The Match Move. And the reason that I think this is so important is because I'm having a really hard time reading through LinkedIn and all of its push on leaders. So leaders, if you're in the room right now and you are exhausted, I want you to know something before I start today. And what I want you to know is I'm on your side. I have worked with over 60 companies, nonprofit and for-profit alike, Fortune 500s, etc. I've done almost 300 keynotes. We're close to episode 350 of Fried the Burnout Podcast. I have coached hundreds of people through burnout. I have talked to so many leaders, I can't even keep track anymore. And here's what I've learned about people in leadership roles over the years. The majority of you actually want to do this job well. You do care about your people. You want them to be growing and have good jobs and enjoy themselves at work and all the things. You don't want them to be unhealthy. You don't want them to feel pushed to their max. But you also know that your influence is limited. Now, there's some research that says that managers, direct managers, are responsible for something like 80% of a worker's well-being. And I'm going to dig into that research again because I need to understand the questions they were asking and how they were setting this up. Because every single person that I have talked to with burnout over the past 10 years, every single one of them has known that it wasn't just one person or one thing that sent them over the edge. And leaders are burnt out too. And leaders are mostly burnt out, I think, because we are changing so rapidly. Everything is happening so fast. Leaders are now being expected to do all of the things that they were previously expected to do. You know, delegate, give people tasks, KPIs, all the things. But now they're also expected to have empathy and show up with more emotional availability, have more vulnerability and soft skills and all of these things that I'm not saying are bad. I love these things. I think everybody should have them, not just leaders. I think everybody should have more of these things. But the fact is, while the demand on leaders has grown greater to be great on all sides of everything, the support for them to be able to do that has not increased. And this gap between what leaders need to be successful and what they're actually getting to be successful is their biggest burnout factor. The shittiest part about that is that leaders, when you're burned out, that spreads to your team. Burnout and stress are contagious. So when you are unable to keep up with the demands of everyone and everything, and you start burning out, that means your team is more likely to burn out too. But You're not a therapist, most likely. There might be a few, practice managers in here that say, "Yeah, but I am a therapist." Well, if you are a therapist, then great. But most people in leadership roles are not therapists. They are not life coaches. They are not nutritionists. They're not sleep consultants. They are not going to be able to be your health coach, your support, your guidance, your growth, your mentor, all at the same time. Like, as a leader, you can't do all of these things. But yet, you are responsible for how some things are showing up in the workplace culture. So, you are responsible for making sure the workload on your team is reasonable. And when it's not, it's your job to relay that to upper management, to the board, to whoever it is above you, right? Like, that's your job. I remember a friend of mine was talking to me. She started a new position at a new company, and she was floored by how strong her leadership was. She had never had this experience before. And she said, "We got an email that came in that said, 'Hey, we need your team to pick up this extra task.'" And she said, and dread came over me because in my previous roles, something gets said from the top down and then everybody shuts everything down and starts to focus on that one thing. But then all the other stuff we're supposed to be doing is falling apart and it's impossible to juggle all the things. And I had this sense of dread that came up and I was like, how are we going to get this done? What are we going to do? And then I saw the reply email from my direct leader, from my manager. And she wrote back and said, "My team does not currently have the time, space, energy, or innovation or creative thought available to do this project. So we can either shut some other things down so that we can take that over. We can push that out to a later date. I'll tell you right now that we'll be able to do that, say, in October," whatever it was she said. I don't know what month it was. She said, "Or you have to have another team do it because right now we can't, like, we just can't take this on." And my friend stopped and she said, "I never realized that a leader could do that. I didn't know that we could say, no, that's not going to fit in. That's not going to work." And you can't in every situation, and not every company is going to respond well to that. I understand that. And I'm not saying that that's what every leader should do. But I am saying that there is a sense of the workload coming in and you being able to communicate why something is important, what is a priority, why it needs to get done, and or if there's something else that can fall to the wayside while this thing gets done. So workload is something that you are responsible for helping to manage. Now, if you have a hyper-independent, people-pleasing perfectionist, they're going to take on more workload than you give. That's not the bit that you can control. You can have conversations with that person, etc. However, as an individual contributor, if you're an individual contributor and you're listening to this, that part is your job. Like, if you are taking on too many things that you don't actually need to take on, that's not something that a leader can fix for you. So, leaders, you need to understand that you need to be able to look at your team's capacity and see if and when things fit, and then try and work it out with them and with the organization. You are the go-between around that topic. You are also the go-between around clarity and transparency. Most people work much better when they know why things are happening, when they understand the goal of a certain project, when they don't think that the work that they're doing is just being done to be done. So if you can be a really clear translator for your team of why we're doing certain things, everything is going to become much easier for everyone involved. Access to resources. This is another thing that you are responsible for. If your team has resources that they are not using because they don't know that they're allowed to use them, they don't know that they have access to them, they didn't even know that they were available, this is your job. Resources mean resilience. Resilience is not an individual prospect. Resources mean resilience. The more resources we have to get something done, the more resilient we are in that task. So, that part, making sure people have access to resources, have the resources they need, can get what they need to get a project done, that's your job. And overall culture. This is such a big word, and we don't always know what it means, but for me, this means how you're allowing yourself and other people to act as they interact with one another. What you allow, the worst thing you allow is what your culture becomes. So being really clear about what the company's values are, what your values are, and acting and modeling those things on a regular basis, really important for you to do. But being everyone's best friend and therapist, not your job. So the question that I want you to be able to answer, and the thing that I want you to be able to go get support for, is like, is the way we structure work in this environment, and is the way we communicate about that work, and is the way that we allow communication between each other, and are the resources that we use and have available, are all of those things bringing people closer to functioning well or pushing them further away from functioning well? Is this a match for our people, or is this a mismatch for our people? If it's a match, it's going to be pushing you closer to functioning well. If it's a mismatch, it's going to be pushing you further away from functioning well. Now, if you're burnt out, I am begging you, get some support. Stress is biologically contagious. If you don't manage your own stuff, that spreads. Individual contributors, guess what? This goes for you too. If you don't manage your own stuff, it also spreads. So everybody has to work together in order for work to work well. Leaders, if you need support, let me know. I am opening a few, very few one-on-one coaching spots shortly, over the summer. So if you're finding yourself in a position and you do need some support, not only do I want you to contact me, but I want you to contact your company first and let them know that there is a cost coming and that they should at least help you cover it. Because when you are better, everything is better. All right. I think we need to simply give leaders a little bit of space, grace, and compassion these days. I think we need to give leaders a lot of support. If your company doesn't have leadership development at all, I highly recommend you look into the company next up. I love them. I work with them regularly. They are a fabulous company doing leadership development outside of the company, which I think is wonderful because you work with various companies all in different spaces. So you see how people work. You meet people from different verticals. You meet people from different companies, from different styles of company, from different industries, and you can sort of create what you're looking at together. And I think that it's a really powerful thing. They did not ask me to do that. I just love them. So, working on your own alignment so that you can feel good at work, that's not selfish. That's true leadership. And if you need me, I'm here. All right. Until next time.